You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
And this week we kind of start a series of connections that we've made with Accelerating Aotearoa out in Aotearoa. And today we're focusing mainly on employment with their program LEAP, which is a local employment access program for those out in South Auckland. It's like a community run, which is now supported by other kind of big bodies and institutions as well helping it out. So we started by asking who Accelerating Aotearoa were, what they do, and why they are. And this is Judy Spate here to tell us now.
My husband and I founded that 15 years ago because we were concerned really about the inequalities that we saw in South Auckland, inequalities in terms of access to education, access to health, access to work, and then general well-being. And so we left our corporate jobs because we wanted to make a difference. So 15 years on, we have kept that focus on inequality and inequity, and we focus on trying to achieve working with communities for children, young people, whānau, to try and disrupt that whole intergenerational disadvantage that we see about us geographically. So we've really got four different things that we do to change that intergenerational disadvantage. There's been a focus that we've developed over the last 8 years, trying to work on igniting learning passion. So we see a lot of kids at school, they're just not excited about learning. A lot of them drop out, you know, even as young as 12 and 13. How can we change that as a paradigm? We run these STEM-based programs, but we say it's not just science, technology, engineering, maths, but also mātauranga. Because our kids have, if they walk into a room knowing, you know, that Maui was the first geek, that's a whole different conversation to hearing about, you know, 19th and 20th century scientists. You know, they carry the cloak of, you know, 1,000 years of technology, understanding and knowledge. You know, Maui invented daylight saving. So that whole, we've taken that into the classroom, the mātauranga piece of the STEM. And we do things like water quality testing and noxious plants and animal identification and eradication, and understanding that that's all about, you know, looking after our special places. One of the exciting things that's come out of that project there, we call it Geek Camp, is that we've got young leaders, you know, emerging to take on actually teaching, you know, running workshops with teachers, running workshops with youth, to help them understand the science behind some of that care for the environment. So that's the first project.
With that, I mean, I guess it's quite apparent already, but would you say that there's a hole in possibly the New Zealand curriculum or the way that people teach in New Zealand that creates a need for this connection to be made?
Far from taking on our wonderful government, I would rather say that there are many children that don't engage, and we have to turn children away from coming to our program. So it's a story, rather than a hole, it's just sometimes the lights don't go on, and we know what happens next with, you know, young people. When that doesn't happen at school, they miss out.
Most definitely. Speaking about missing out, I guess a common connection that people seem to make between missing out in education is then missing out in employment as well. One of the other core programs, from what I understand, coming out of Accelerating Aotearoa is LEAP, or Local Employment Access Programs. Could you give us a bit of information about what those programs do and why you set them up and how you set them up to operate?
LEAP is a program that we probably kicked off about 6 years ago. We were concerned, you know, because we're South Auckland focused, and now in the last 18 months, specifically Aotearoa focused, which is where we're based, we could see like amazing business development opportunities such as Highbrook, which when it was being planned back in 2009, they anticipated 17,000 jobs. You know, Highbrook is 2 minutes from downtown Aotearoa, and yet there was never any plan to employ local people. So that's, I guess, one really good example. Another was you know, we began to have conversations with County Manukau Health. They employ nearly 10,000 people, but they'd never had any intentional plan to employ local people either. And so when you look at a hospital, you know, where your patients are primarily Māori and Pasifika, that wasn't reflected in who the staff were, particularly in entry-level jobs. And so when you think about the level of care that people were getting in hospital, you know, when Auntie Mele turns up, she wants to be able to speak to someone in her mother tongue. So those were, we really didn't get very far with Highbrook, but County Manukau Health was our first employer partner. And we set up with LEAP a process where we could engage local people, whether it was in the library or whether they came to our site at Otara or whether it was through the Ministry of Social Development. So that was an engagement process. And then we walked together in sort of a navigation of skills and understanding about what that journey into employment might look like. So we have a component, a pastoral care component, where sometimes the journey goes off the rails, we're there to work one-to-one to make it happen. But we also developed connections with people that ran driving license courses. We worked together with the Ministry of Social Development. They brought candidates with us to prepare people for interviews. We also did CV and cover letter development, a whole myriad of things that many people take for granted when they're thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to need a job now. So it was that walking on the journey was the process. And what that looks like, since we started counting at the beginning of January 2018, is we've had about 650 job seeker participants. That's not just someone that turns up, it's someone we've actually helped in some way. 153 people have taken part in our skills workshops. 44 people have been placed at County Manukau Health. But beyond that, 171 people have found work we have placed them into local work. So those are local people in local jobs, is the name of the project. And from there, we've gone on to work with the Ministry of Social Development on a program they call Project in the Community, which is where they help us pay the salary of people. So it just becomes a journey. So, you know, we're there at the beginning and then we slowly ease out of that relationship. But we're always there. We have people I haven't spoken to for 5 years and they go, oh, hey, Judy, I'm looking for a job now. Can you give me a hand, update my CV, come and talk through what the options might be. So it's been quite successful.
Those are some pretty amazing outcomes. I wanted to hone in for a second about the local part of it. It seems to be a common thing across Auckland, across New Zealand even, perhaps a lack of focus on local people and a locality. What do you think missing that means for those communities?
I'm passionate about the opportunity, being intentional about working really closely in a specific area. I think what we've seen is that there are lots of organisations that might say, well, they do exactly what we do, but they're putting hundreds and hundreds of people through the program, or their programs, and I think with numbers, when they get high, it becomes a bit of a box-ticking exercise. And so the quality of relationship isn't there, because we find that, you know, that one-to-one, you know, we do go on a journey with every single person that comes through our program and invest in it, you know, almost emotionally, really. I mean, for me, coming from the corporate world where I was a box ticker too, coming into a place where what we do every day is very real. You know, one person in work in a family is, you know, is transformational. And somehow chomping through that whole self-belief, you know, helping people grow their own self-belief and their own control of their own outcomes is really, really special for me. And I see it's incredibly important. So going back on your point, in those larger organisations that are helping people into work, that they lose that personal interface. I think from our perspective, we've always kept it small. And we avoided any government contacts because we thought it was worth being able to design something that would work, design something that we intuitively knew would work as opposed to fulfilling a government contract.
That was Judy Speight speaking to myself this morning about Accelerating Aotearoa and LEAP. We'll be discussing more of their projects under their umbrella in the coming weeks, more towards education and the environment. But now we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the week that was.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.